people are coming through that border from all over the world. They're coming through the border. We have a porous border. We have a border where you can just walk right into the country. Right. I will build the wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it, and they'll be happy to pay for it, because Mexico is making so much money from the United States that that's going to be peanuts. And all these other characters say, oh, they won't pay, because they don't know the first thing about how to negotiate. Trust me, Mexico will pay for it.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It's always a special event when you show up. It is. I'm feeling it. I really am. You sit down, I'm going to talk for an extended period of time, not too long, to the point where it's going to take up most of your day. Give me a half an hour, okay? Just give me a half an hour. Let me get things off my chest. You sit there, you go, hey, Ron, I kind of agree with you, or I disagree with you, whatever the case may be. Just stop it. If you're driving, pull to the side of the road, maybe a nice scenic view of the mountains, or I don't know. I will take care of things for a short period of time. Then you go about your life, your thing, go back to work, whatever you were doing, exercising, arguing with someone, whatever you were doing, just hold off for now, okay? Whew, that was exhausting. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. I do this every single weekday. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why. It's because of how I make my living. I got to eat, you know. It's not like I'm a federal employee and they just pay me all the time. Unbelievable, man. This is getting out of hand. I hope you follow the news, because if you didn't know this, then I have no hope for you whatsoever. You got to know what's going on. You got to have a voice. You got to be into it, man. The government is shut down. I mean, not that it's like shut down, but it's starting to affect all kinds of things. It's starting to affect flights and TSA agents, those people that check your baggage and, you know, check your pants, those people before you get on an airplane. They're not getting paid this week. They're not getting their monthly checks. And they're starting to call in sick at many major airports. That's causing longer lines at airports and perhaps a more unsafe kind of thing. If I were a terrorist, I'd say, hey, they ain't going to be checking out too much because they got a government shutdown. I mean, you know, I'd be a little concerned about this. People not being able to afford their rents. You know, it used to be a thing where if you work for the government, you were taken care of for life. People used to walk around like a proud peacock. You know what I do for a living? You know what? I work for the government. Oh, you're taken care of. Yeah, I get the pension, checks on time. I'm serving my country in a way. Yeah, I'm working for the government. Whoa, you're special. Yes, I am special. I work for the government. Now, if there's an opening in the government, I think most people would say, I'd rather work in private industry. Thank you anyway. Why would you rather work in private industry? Oh, because then I know I'm going to get paid and respected and not put in the middle of these government shutdown things that happen every once in a while where they just consider me a piece of crap. No, I'm not working for the government. It's the same thing as president. Do you remember when you were growing up? You don't remember that, do you? You don't even remember what you had for dinner last night. When you were growing up, it would be like, little Johnny, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be president. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I want to be president. I respect the president and the office of the president. They're intelligent, caring, wonderful, incredible people that represent us all and serve the country in the highest manner and degree. I want to be president someday. Good for you, little Johnny. If you study hard in school and you have discipline and you care for people, someday you could grow up to be president. Well, that whole theory hit the fan. What's, you want to be president? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't think so. Why don't you want to be president? Oh, no, 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 thank you very much. First of all, I'll be criticized. They'll dig into my past. They'll find out I was with a prostitute 6 minutes ago. No, that's not going to happen. I do not want to become president. No way, no how, no, no, that is not going to happen. No, no, no. Oh, gosh. I'm going to help everybody out here. I'm going to tell you how we're going to end the government shutdown. And this is very, very simple. It's not hard at all. Donald Trump has shut down the government. He said he takes responsibility for it. I don't know if you heard that, but he said that quite vividly in front of America on television. He's taking responsibility for the shutdown. If you have any problems with it, you're angry about it, you think it's disgusting, he says that's because he did it. So, he's doing this because he wants his wall, like a little child having a fit in the middle of the room, dropping to his knees, saying, "I want my wall, and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to cry and won't you be me?" The Democrats there, Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they say, "No, we will give you money not to build a wall, not $5 billion to build a wall, because you said it, that was your campaign promise, and you're trying to save your whatever is left. We will give you about $1.5 billion to repair the fence, repair the barriers, repair the borders, invest in smart technology. It's not the wall that keeps people out, it's the technology, cameras, sensors. We will also give you money to strengthen the border patrol, to make them more effective, to add personnel, whatever you need to make what's there work, plus the technology to make it work even better. But to stand here and build a wall that'll take 5 to 10 years to build at $5+ billion, to take land from people by eminent domain in order to build this wall, is absurd. That's just fulfilling a stupid campaign promise you made because you're a builder. You thought, well, I'll build a wall and I'll talk about immigration because people hate people. No, no, Trumpy. Here's what you do. You open the government again and you take the money to make the things that are there work even better, to do the smart technology, to increase the personnel, to make it more effective, and then it works. It's the Trump that's the problem. It's this childish attitude that makes no common sense, that doesn't think things through, that separates children from parents who are trying to seek asylum in this country, where there are no methods, no laws about how fast anybody can become a hardworking taxpaying citizen from another country. It takes forever to do that. It takes over a decade to do that in most cases. That's where the money should go. Make that work. Make all that stuff down there work instead of bringing in construction companies and building walls. Okay, I've said enough. Thank you very much. I have spent most of my life on the radio, and my basic theme in everything, in every phase of life I have encountered, and I'm not trying to pontificate, I'm not the Pope, although I do love that hat. I'm telling you, everything can be broken down to its simplest content, to its simplest form. When things get complicated, chaotic, out of control, too many components, break it down to its simplest basics. and then you'll find anything can be dealt with and worked out. But you've got to break it down to the core and deal with the core in the simplest form. That's my advice to you, even in your life. And who am I to tell you that? Well, look, the only way I can get through to you is to hold up a puppy dog.
Aww.
That's what they should do in the White House. When things get crazy, government shut down, hold up the dog.
Aww.
You do realize, don't you, that Donald Trump is one of the few presidents in our history who didn't have a dog in the White House. I don't think he has a dog at all, because it might pee on his gold lame chair. No dog, man. What does that say?
Aww.
No, it doesn't say awe. It says something other than awe. It says odd. Yeah. Yeah. I want to tell you something about Donald Trump, which I find fascinatingly not appealing. The man who wrote The Art of the Deal, and I tend to wonder if he wrote it or just kind of fumbled through some ideas and somebody else wrote it. I wonder. I don't think Donald Trump can write, to be honest with you. It's odd that he supposedly penned a book and he can't even read. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm not being cruel. I'm trying to break it down to its simplest form. Donald Trump is horrible at choosing people to work with. He chose Michael Cohen, who he called a wonderful person, his right-hand man. And then when Cohen turned on him in the sense that, you know, talked about some of the stuff Trump had done through the years, now Trump thinks that Michael Cohen, his former attorney, is a horrible, horrible, despicable person. Donald, that's not what you said before. You picked him. And all the people that surround him in the cabinet, in the White House, he hires them, then he fires them because they're idiots or because they're despicable people. Donald, you chose them. Donald has surrounded himself with up to 4 campaign advisors who have all been indicted. Indicted. Facing jail terms. These are Donald Trump top picks. He has chosen people to head agencies in the government that abuse the power, that travel to different countries by commanding planes, spending your tax dollars. People that know nothing about the agencies that they're heading, had nothing to do with the subject matter. The head, I mean, come on, man. The head of the EPA, someone who was an advocate for coal mining, who actually had businesses and investments in coal mining and held positions in coal mining. This is the head of the EPA that Trump has chosen. That's the Environmental Protection Agency, by the way. Trump is horrible, despicable at choosing people. The last thing he should be doing is hiring anybody. Who does he choose to work in the White House with him and in order to make this country better in the eyes of the world, which didn't happen? He chooses his daughter and his daughter's husband. These are the key advisors in the White House. I mean, seriously? Your daughter started a fashion company. What kind of credentials does she have to advise you, Donald? All right, that's enough. That's enough. Let's take a little break, and then we'll continue with. Oh man, my nipples hurt.
Here on the Ron Van Dam Show, our policy is anything goes.
Do not twist my nipples.
Okay, almost anything goes. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Podcast.
We're saying hello to Dr. Tavel. How are you today, sir?
Doing fine, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. He's the author of a new book called Health Tips, Myths, and Tricks, A Physician's Advice. Finally, we hear from a physician about the real stuff here going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 40 years as a physician, I understand.
Yes, a bit more than that, but more than I care to admit.
Okay, all right. Well, 40 is a good round number. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We're kind of still in the dark ages, I understand, as you coin a phrase, as far as understanding about the medical world and health.
Yeah, yes, indeed we are, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this book. Actually, the dark ages are coming from a number of sources, obviously, but mm-hmm. I could just point out about three. Excuse me. First, there are strong monetary incentives to allow for the creation and selling of ineffective and sometimes dangerous products, I'm sad to say. Especially the so-called dietary supplements. There's a lack of effective government regulation and only makes this problem worse. Without practical means to curb the promotion of such products, they reach conventional pharmacies and outlets, and that conveys a misconception that they're safe and effective. Nothing could be further from the truth, I must say. A second point is the so-called authorities, often without any credible scientific background, gain a foothold in the media, and with emphatic, repeated, and forceful messaging, they seem to attract vast numbers of adoring followers that believe their advice to be valid, and they are then willing to spread this belief to others, family and friends and so forth. And then there's a third point that deserves to be mentioned, and that is most illnesses and symptoms that we encounter in medical practice resolve spontaneously without any treatment.
Oh.
So that anything that's done prior to any improvement is often erroneously believed to be the cause of this apparent benefit. So relief can also be attributed to the so-called placebo effect, which is gaining more notoriety these days. That is the ability of the mind to cause improvement. And this can be quite powerful and lead one to think that what they've done has been responsible for their improvement. And that is another cause for lots of misconception and leaves us kind of in the dark ages. So these are just some of the minor reasons that we are still in the dark ages and will probably remain so, unfortunately, for many years to come.
Just recently in the New England Journal of Medicine, there was a scathing article that said that fish oil and omega-3, those supplements that we all take, you're just buying expensive urine is pretty much the way they put it. They said the same thing about vitamin D, that in those doses, there's like nothing there. And that's shocking to most of us because many of us were brought up on that theory. And yet, in one article, it's like, not really.
That's a very good point you're raising because, first of all, regarding the fish oil point, we have thought that would be beneficial because we know that fish per se is healthy.
Well,
we should be eating probably at least twice a week fish of almost all types, particularly the smaller type, game-type fish, flounder and that type of fish.
Right.
But we then thought that, well, maybe fish oil itself could be taken, not the whole fish. It turns out that trying to use fish oil didn't seem to work in the same way fish itself works. So we don't really know exactly why that is, but my advice would be, hey, stick with fish. Don't try taking supplementary fish oil. Let's see, you had also mentioned one other
Vitamin. Go on.
Oh, vitamin supplementation.
Yeah.
has also been shown to be really mythical. Anybody eating even a halfway decent normal diet does not require any kind of supplementation whatsoever, and that's another thing that leads us into the dark ages. We spend billions of dollars on multivitamins and supplements that are basically useless, and this is the type of information that I tried to bring out in my book, and one of the reasons that I did the book in the first place.
I guess what the major question, because we don't have a lot of time, obviously, we could talk for hours, but they should buy the book and then get all the answers there.
Yeah, right. That's what I love.
Well, of course, that's fun. But how do you know, I mean, you've been a physician for a long time, how do you know when something will, over time, heal itself as the body tends to do, or whether it's something that actually requires some immediate attention?
Well, that's an all-encompassing question.
Yeah,
it really defies any easy answer.
Yeah.
I would say that any question that comes up, one should be in contact with their personal physician. And everybody should have a personal physician, I should add.
Yes.
That's the best answer. Things like ordinary colds can be handled without any special medical care. However, if there's a question whether it's more than a cold, then that's the time to consult with one's physician.
I suppose. But then I've encountered many physicians in my lifetime who did prescribe something for everything that I walked in with and never said, well, it'll go away or you know, just rest up a little bit. I rarely get that. I usually get a prescription for something. And that, of course, in the back of my mind, it's comforting, but it's concerning.
Yes, you have raised an extremely important point here, that giving something for every symptom or problem is not appropriate necessarily, and we do tend to overprescribe because partially because patients overall demand some kind of an intervention, which usually involves a treatment of some sort. But you're right; it's best to get advice from an honest, good physician to say, hey, this is going to go away by itself. Let's not treat it with anything. Especially, I would discourage use of antibiotics for simple infections, even colds. That's been overprescribed, and this leads to problems in itself.
Yeah. I guess the biggest epidemic in our country right now is not so much the opioid crisis, but the crisis of relieving pain. When you're in pain for any reason in your body, it's desperation time, and that's when we're most vulnerable. But, I mean, yeah, we're vulnerable because we're in excruciating pain.
Correct. And that's has to be dealt with in one way or the other. First of all, if it's going to be a short-lived type of pain like we experience after surgery or after trauma, then we can use fairly strong painkillers, even opiates, for a short period of time.
Right.
But if we're expecting a lengthy period of pain that's unassociated with expected improvement, then we have a problem that we have to deal with, because that's one of the problems that has led to our opiate problem, because you take opiates for longer than a few days for something that's not going to resolve on its own, then we're risking the serious problem of addiction, which is one of the leading problems in our society today.
Doctor, is there any repercussion to jumping doctors a lot? In other words, if you're not happy with your physician, to go to a different physician? I mean, how often can you actually do something like that before people say there's something wrong with you here?
I would hope everybody would get in touch or contact with a good, sound primary physician. That's the one that he or she goes to on a regular basis.
Right.
And if any specialized problems arise, then they can consult that primary physician. And if they're having a specific problem that might require surgery, for instance, or other difficulties, that primary physician can say, well, here's the best consultant that we can send you to, and this will maintain the communication and proper treatment channels that everybody deserves and should have.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't answer whether
right.
If somebody has a bad physician, then obviously they should be changed. But yeah. That's something that's beyond the scope right. of our discussion.
I got you.
I think.
Okay. Well, the book's available now. It's certainly there's tons of things we could discuss as to maybe some foods that we eat on a regular basis, coffee, tea, chocolate. Is that good for you? Is it bad for you? Does it help? Does it not help? There's all these tips, myths, and tricks. As a matter of fact, that's the name of the book, Health Tips, Myths, and Tricks, A Physician's Advice. Pick it up anywhere you can. I assume available on Amazon, as everything else is.
Absolutely. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, et cetera, et cetera. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more important than health, nothing at all of yourself and your loved ones. So this book, really important to pick up. Thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Tavel.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Greetings, fellow planet travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape. Let's see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, if your life seems like it's going nowhere this month, take heart in knowing that you are absolutely correct. That counts for something. Pisces, they say it's very rare for people to get attacked by wild bears in the city, but you are about to prove them wrong. Aries, this month your lucky number is 3, if you know what I mean. Taurus, you know that list of hopes and dreams you've secretly been keeping? Might want to change the title to Bucket List and get going on it. Gemini, the delivery boy is going to add a little something extra to the next pizza you order. Perhaps it's time to reconsider the whole no tipping the delivery boy thing? Cancer, don't put off your big plans just because it looks like someone else beat you to it. There's definitely room for 2 transgendered Caitlins in the world. Leo, a mysterious stranger will approach you with an intriguing proposition soon. The stars are a little unclear, so it's 50-50 that it might be a mugging. Virgo, put the sadness of the past behind you and get back out there in the world. This time, though, put on some pants first, and you're still not allowed near schools. Libra, pursue your dreams no matter what other people say. If you ask me, the world could probably use more whale gynecologists. Scorpio, not looking like a great month for you. The job situation is iffy, the romance will probably come to an end, finances are rocky, but look on the bright side. When and if it eventually shows up. Good luck. Sagittarius, a little more fiber in the diet wouldn't hurt, Capricorn, nobody likes Mondays, of course, but for you, this Tuesday is like, whew, wow, the stars are like cringing and talking about how to express their condolences. I'd say stay inside, but probably not going to make a difference. I'm Kip Starchild, and that's your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Until next time, peace.
This has been a festival of fun for me. I hope you join me again tomorrow at whatever time's convenient for you. I'm always here. I'm always sitting here waiting for you to click on me. I'm clickable. I'm a clickable human being. Click me. Sounds wrong, doesn't it? Have yourselves a wonderful day. Until next time, I wish you peace.